The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Yes, let's shift this over here so we can see what's going on. 7 o'clock, 7:01 a.m. It's Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Let's see, 31 days in the month. And let's see, what's going on today? Oh, yeah, we have Ellen Brown joining us again. She is the founder of the Public Banking Institute, retired attorney, author of 13 books and hundreds of articles. She has a website called webofdebt.com. That may be one of our saving graces for trying to come in and fight this idea of CBDCs. People are like, what's CBDC? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you would know that. And we'll explain it. Don't worry. If you don't know, we'll tell you. It's okay. She's got a Substack page like I do. I'm at davekrieger.substack.com. She's at ellenbrown.substack.com. So if you want to subscribe, you can. I also have books at the Power Hour. Power Mall, rather. The books are The Quiet Title War Manual, the FDCPA book, The Credit Restoration Primer, and Clouded Titles, which is my second book. Credit Restoration Primer was my first one that was written back in the 90s and adapted into its fifth edition now. And all my little tricks of the trade are in there as far as cleaning up credit. So if you want to go shop at the Power Mall and get yourself a copy of that, you can. If you're a first-time buyer, never been to the Power Mall before, you get 10% off your order using the code FIRST10 at checkout. And that even includes if you call up because you don't have internet, you're not sure what we offer. We have Power Mall catalogs we can send you. You can call 877-817-9829 and we'll hook you up. Our spring sale is going on right now with 15% off allergy relief products. That would be, of course, there's a namely here. The Latin word is inter alia. That's a phrase, means among other things. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend, liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. Of course, we also have the daily deal at thepowermall.com. You can click on that and find out what the deal is every day. We have a closeout on the real Anthony Fauci, 20% off while supplies last, and Silver Shield sanitizer. You can save 30% on that as a closeout. 10% because of this White Harvest heirloom seed kits are going, almost gone. So that means that you can, and see, no auctioneer would ever say that. You're not a good auctioneer if you're sitting there going once, going twice. No, doesn't work like that. I know that John Michael Montgomery did that song, Sold, you know, talking about falling in love, you know, going once, going twice. No auctioneer says that. That's a legitimate auctioneer. 10% off of White Harvest heirloom seed kits, 10% off all North American herb and spice products this week. And Willard Water, Plant Catalyst. This stuff right here in this 32-ounce bottle. Amazing stuff. You pour it on your plants and they take off like a rocket. My tomato plants are 3 feet high right now. I had to replant them all into separate pots. Wow, does that look awesome. They're all bushy and everything. I got beefsteaks and Romas going. What about you? Well, Ellen Brown is joining us today. Constitutional attorney Jonathan Emord and Justin Porter will be with us tomorrow. Gregory Whitestone on Wednesday. Mark Smith, the author of the new book, Disarmed, What the Ukraine War Teaches Americans About the Right to Bear Arms. Yeah, it's going on over in Ukraine. All the things that they don't want you to know, but our authors get in there, do deep diving and do the research and make things work. Jay Valentine, Voter Confident, Whitley Strieber, Close Encounters. Join us on Feel Good Friday. Of course, if you want to find out more about what we're doing here, you can subscribe. Just go online to the internet. If you have internet, thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com. Click on the newsletter tab and we'll hook you up. Get you the messages you need because, like Dr. Evil says, Dr. Evil needs the info. Yep. And, of course, your donations are always wonderful. You know, we are 100% reader-supported platform. For those of you right here, look at this mug. Do you see that mug? I'm talking not talking about this mug. I'm talking about that mug right there. That's Joyce Riley. She's the founder, okay? Back in 2000, she founded the Power Hour. It says, knowledge is power. That's their slogan. And on the other side is the Power Hour logo. So there you have it. There's a constitution in the background right there. You can drink coffee with me and Joyce in the morning simply by making over a $100 donation at the Power Mall. And you can do that by phone, preferably. That's always good. And we'll hook you up. We'll send this to you, free shipping and everything. And that keeps us on the air. So anyway, there you have it. That's her mug. That's on that mug. And this is my mug. All right, except my mug's not on that mug. That mug meaning this mug. All right, there you go. So my mug never... I don't know. What do you call this? Is this a mug shot? I'm just messing with you this morning. There's just craziness going on in the world today. If you're buying anything through the Partners tab in the Power Mall, by the way, through the Power Hour, if you click on thepowerhour.com, we have a Partners tab there. And if you click on that and you buy anything from any of our partners, please let us know so we can get credit for the purchases. We appreciate that. Those of you who want to listen by phone, one of the numbers you can listen to is 631. Did you write that down? Oh, I'll tell you what. You grab a pen and paper. I'll come back with that. Rick Satellite is going to be very shortly giving away another RickSatelliteUSA.com Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system. Now, you want to find out more information about the system before you play the game. I'm going to tell you how to play the game. RickSatelliteUSA.com is the website. RickSatelliteUSA.com. RickSatelliteUSA.com. You go to RickSatelliteUSA.com, and it's got all the stuff on there. You can see it's $269, includes shipping. You never have to pay for anything again. There's no subscription. Wow, what a deal. You listen to the Power Hour without having to worry about radio signals fading in and out and in and out. You don't have to worry about mama's got a squeeze box. None of that. Nope. You get nice, clear, crystal, clear signal by pointing your satellite to the south. And if you want more information, you can call Rick Kaler at 816-228-1801 out there in beautiful Blue Springs, Missouri. Now, if you're from Missouri and you live in Missouri, most of the people there call it Missouri. And if you call it Missouri, they may say, you're not from around here, are you? You know, you get that a lot, right? But so we had a longtime listener donate one of these systems. Rick also got so excited, he donated a system. So that's two systems that we're going to be giving away. So what you want to do is either send us a letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can just simply email us at support@thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. Don't forget the. That's the name of a band, by the way, the. Thepowerhour.com, support@thepowerhour.com. Email us a letter letting us know why you believe you'd be a good recipient for one of these satellite systems. And the best letters, of course, get the award. And look, we may be giving away a bunch of them. So, you know, once your letter is in, you don't have to write anymore. You don't have to keep writing more. All it takes is one time. And this isn't welfare. It's not welfare. We're doing this because we love you guys, and we want to make sure that you have a way to listen to the show, especially if you're having problems with your radio transmissions and stuff like that. Because you tune in there, you get Global Star right there on channel one. It's already programmed in. Totally cool. On to the news at 9 minutes after the hour of seven. Zelensky, you know, that guy, wannabe porn star, says, yeah, he's walking back a remark about the city of Bakhmut at the G7 summit with Biden. Of course, he had to go there to pitch everybody. He says Bakhmut is still in Ukraine's hands, according to what he said there. Russians say they have taken Bakhmut. I think no, but you have to transcend. There is nothing. They destroyed everything. There's no building, Zelensky responded to reporters' questions. It's a pity. It's a tragedy. But today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts, Zelensky said. Yeah, they don't want to talk to you. Oh, by the way, did you know G7, Hiroshima? Funny about that. Oh, he's tried to tell you, Zelensky, is that the Russians have suffered over 100,000 casualties in Bakhmut. Uh-huh. Don't know. G7 leaders have announced new sanctions against Russia as Zelensky was invited to the Hiroshima summit. He's there just pitching. It's a big pitch. They want money. They want weapons. They want anything they can get their hands on because it helps the dictator further his career. And, of course, we think that some of that money's coming back through the back channels to our elected politicians. Yep. And their political PACs. Got an interesting story today on our email blast. You know, if you were subscribing to the email blast, you would get it and you would know that we have an issue going on. I mean, you want to talk about the PACs and everything. We've got some word out now that there are issues with voting in New York City in Nassau County. And the last that I read, and we'll get to that article, is that all the voters, Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. There was an error in the printing. Here again. Nassau County, New York, that's on Long Island, for those of you out there. All of the voter registrations that were sent out had Democrat checked, every one of them. Well, the Republicans and Independents start blowing up the phones at the county election office going, hey, I am not registered as a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, yada, yada, yada. What are you doing? Well, come to find out their little printing company that they use, and it's not the first time the same printing company's goofed up stuff, which makes you wonder if it's not deliberate. Of course, county's not going to admit to that, right? We know how they behave. And if you don't use that system of checks and balances, which is us calling up, we the people calling up screaming bloody murder, nothing ever gets done. Russia says supplying F-16 jets to Ukraine would carry colossal risks for the West. Ooh, is it saber-rattling again? This time, TASS news agency was quoting Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko. Hey, comrade. He was responding to a question about the implications of providing the jets which Ukraine has been requesting from NATO countries. Of course, Biden is going to give them some F-16s, courtesy of our taxpayer dollars. You know what's really funny is how that man can look at the camera with a straight face and lie to the American people and tell them that none of this is going to coming out of taxpayer dollars when we know damn well all of it is. All the money that they're giving all these illegal immigrants coming across the border, it's all coming out of our pocket. Yeah, I guess I could go back to the old Obama thing and all of the political left that go, how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel? You know, like a proctology exam where the finger went in too far and that hurt. I mean, what was it? How did it make you feel? How do you feel? Yeah. Biden, of course, had to open his mouth and say there would be a response if China takes action against Taiwan. Joe, here's an ice cream cone, Joe. Shove it, would you? Got about as much respect for that person as I do it. And when I say it, I'm referring to Nancy Pelosi. Because that's how you describe her. She's all about pronouns, so I'm going to use mine. China's foreign minister, Sun Weidong. Huh, there's an interesting name. What if they just make that stuff up? Yudong? No, Weidong. Weidong, Weidong, huh. Some of the Japanese ambassador to register protest over hype around China-related issues at the group of G7. You see, these people go over there. And this is, of course, Heads of the world's richest countries meet in the Japanese city of Hiroshima, the irony of it all. Just remember 1945, August 6th. Remember that? Incoming! Yeah. That's about the last thing they heard was that whistle. Huh? That boy. Yep. Of course, the Chinese vice foreign minister, said Japan collaborated with the other countries at the G7 summit and activities and joint declarations to smear and attack China. So, believe you me, Japan is on China's radar. For those of you who missed it over the weekend, Vanuatu, which is near Fiji, they had a 7.7 magnitude earthquake over the weekend. Tsunami warnings, but not for Hawaii. The World Health Organization has warned in a report released Friday, rising temperatures could lead to more than 9 million additional deaths each year by the end of the century. No, I think it's a little bit more drastic. See, they're trying to blame climate change and see what's really going on, because now that we've got an official mad cow case in the United States, that means they're going to start killing cattle. That was in South Carolina. I thought, first time I heard, hey, we have a declaration of mad cow, I said, would you let Chlamydia Harris out of her cage? The German city of Dresden, by the way, well, you can tell who the woke people are. The German city of Dresden has named a street after a person commonly referred to as the world's first trans woman. Progressive authorities in the city of Dresden, you remember that, we bombed the hell out of them, have named a new connector street after Danish painter Einar Wegener, who they describe as being the world's first trans woman. Makes you wonder why they did such a thing. Oh, well, because it's all about inclusion. Yeah, we want to make people feel good about themselves. Oh. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, the gay community is not feeling too good about all of this. Because, see, it's blowing their agenda out of the water. You know, half of them don't like what's going on with the trans movement. They think it's a slap in the face. Because, see, normally the drag shows, what they're doing is they're making fun. These are people that are supposedly actors dressing up as women. I mean, it's one thing to go to Vegas and watch, you know, the former lead singer of a 70s rock band that did the song Land of a Thousand Nights. That would be Mahogany Rush. The singer is Frank Marino, dress up as all these different characters. But see, this is how they're making money in Vegas. You know, what you see in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? It's one thing to go see that as an adult, because when I was there watching the show, which is rather interesting, there were all adults there, no kids. Didn't allow kids. You got tickets, you went as an adult. End of story. You can see this stuff as an adult and see what they do. But when it comes to exposing your kids, even Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is upset about that. He said, they're shoving this trans stuff down our kids' throats. Well, there's a reason for that, folks. And you and I both know they're doing it because they want to disrupt the family unit. And if they can steal your kid, like Washington State can now, they could literally take your kid, make him disappear, give him a sex change, and send him out into the society, and God knows what's going to happen to him then. They might end up as a sex slave. They could end up committing suicide, any number of things. You know, this is why Americans, you know, they're going to target your kid in the school. So the idea is, why are you still messing with the school? Why don't you take your child out and homeschool them like so many of our moms are right now that listen to this show? And of course, now if you're in London, you would be rather incensed showing the transport system advertising a paid position for people of, quote, non-white heritage. What you talk about, Willis? Yeah. See, here's the thing. I'm half Polish. I can make fun of myself. So if you got a good Polak joke, you can call me 844-769-2944. Yep, did you hear about the Polak that got fired from Walmart? Yep, tried to dump Miracle-Gro down his pants. Didn't work. A paid position advertised for the Transport for London Government Department has sparked outrage over its requirement that candidates come from non-white heritage. This is an advert. That's what they call it, an advert. For an 11-month Stuart Ross Communications internship at Transport for London, TFL, which comes with a salary of £21,824, has been branded as racist for excluding native white British people for consideration. Oh, maybe Harry could apply for that. Jeez. Oh, boy. Tell you what. You talk about woke. Yep. Meta has been fined a record €1.2 billion. That's $1.3 billion by European privacy regulators over the transfer of EU user data to the U.S. What? You didn't know Facebook was doing that? This decision links back to a case brought by Austrian privacy campaigner Max Schrems, who argued the framework for transferring EU citizen data to America did not protect Europeans from U.S. surveillance. Well, by gosh, by golly, I guess you figured that out, didn't you? Nothing is sacred these days. I mean, you would think that our hero, Ed Snowden, would have alerted enough people. No, you know, see, this is what the thing is. Our government went out and demonized him and made him look like he was a traitor, a treasoner, a seditioner. They would love to get him back out of Russia, which is where he's at right now. They gave him granted an asylum. Of course, he probably had to tell the Russian government, even though he may say, I didn't tell him anything. He may say, yeah, we have a problem. The thing is that Russia is surveilling us. We're surveilling Russia. I mean, spy versus spy. Just look at Mad Magazine. That's probably more official and truthful than most of what you read in mainstream media. That's sad, isn't it? The Pentagon, meanwhile, says accounting mistake frees up $3 billion more for Ukraine. Oops. How is that? The Pentagon says, I didn't know the Pentagon could talk. And even if it says the Biden administration has been under bipartisan pressure to explain how it intended to continue sending weapons to Ukraine quickly without asking Congress for more money, how is that? Well, it comes out of somebody's budget, of course. Yeah, and the Pentagon people over there realized their mistake about 2 months ago, according to a senior White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity. See, can you believe half of this crap? Really? Can you believe this? Oh, by the way, you may want to consider not going to Florida. Are you ready for this? You want to talk about, what you talking about, Willis? What do you want to talk about? The NAACP, Larry Elder, man, you... Larry, call the show. I really got to talk to you about this. What are these nincompoops over there thinking? The NAACP has issued a travel advisory for those traveling to Florida in light of DeSantis' restrictive policies. Yeah. He said these laws, the organization said, restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're all into DEI. He's trying to erase black history. My God. Oh, I tell you, give him a platform. Erase black history? I'm sorry. Larry Elder, I want him to come on the show and explain this. Here's a black guy that I've donated to his campaign. I know that's a little bit too personal information out there, but I'm telling you what, I love the guy, and I think he's got it going on. That's why he wants to run for president. You got to understand, Larry Elder is black, and he's funny. And he's a talk show host, just like Tucker Carlson. Oh, by the way, there's a new political action committee out there, draft Tucker Carlson for president in 2024. They're saying that only the former Fox News host can defeat President Joe Biden in the general election. And see, the thing is probably a good thing that Fox News cut Tucker Carlson loose, because there's news out now from inside Fox News that Fox News practices gender identity equality, which means that however you identify, you get to use that restroom at Fox News. Oh my God. Can you imagine Shannon Bream in a stall on a Sunday and all of a sudden some dude walks in and lifts the lid and she's like, okay, what the hell? You know, see, this is the thing. They're woke. You knew that already, right? Tucker just needs to quit using the word democracy and get off that rocking horse. But, you know, black history, erasing black, I don't think that's going to happen. We have Black History Month, for crying out loud. What about White History Month? Well, no. See, White History is something that happened when our first founding fathers came to America. That's White History, all right? Now, I'm sorry about the slavery movement. I really am. But see, I think we need to identify who it was that really brought the slaves over here. Understand, too, that Irish were made slaves as well. Not just black people. Irish people were rounded up and brought over here as slaves. Imagine being put in the belly of a ship and you got about 3 feet of movement and you're crammed down in the hull, laying on your back for 3 months while the boat crosses. How many people do you think died on the boat? Yeah, a bunch. You think they care? No. Chattel. See, that's how they think. This is how our government identifies us. Chattel. Because, see, we all have some sort of net equity, some sort of net worth. This is really funny how the banks look at your situation as net worth. Funny how that is. It's like, what can he contribute money-wise? Because the average person in their lifetime, don't know if you knew this fact or not, this is an average, earned $700,000 over the course of their life. Now, this is taking into account the people who are working minimum wage and welfare all the way up to the billionaires, of which there aren't that many billionaires. There are more millionaires than billionaires. Obviously, they're trying to become billionaires. It's because they invested smart. I don't know how many sports figures, you know, which all our kids are looking up to, have gone bankrupt because they squandered their money. And there's a lot of other sports figures that actually went on and had major careers, got major investments, own lots of real estate. They're doing very well for themselves. And one flip of a switch takes out the whole thing. Now, we're talking about EMP, and we're all on a level playing field at that point. Now, I was telling you earlier about this Nassau County, New York. All the voters there were identified as Democrats on their voter ID cards, irrespective of their political affiliation, because of an error by a printing company. Yep. And of course, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is getting pummeled with phone call. The Rochester, New York-based Phoenix Graphics screwed it up. Printing company called it an isolated event that was a result of human error. Oh, really? Somebody's got to put a check mark where it says Democrat. How do you figure that's a human error? No, I think they did it trying to screw with the voter IDs. This is why people need to be paying attention to what's going on, which I guess they are, because Nassau County Board of Elections is hearing it. Good. Keep it up. Daniel Penny has issued the first public comments since the deadly confrontation with a 30-year-old black man. Yep. You know, Jordan Neely. Yeah, he basically put a chokehold on him. He said, I judge a person based on their character, according to Penny. I'm not a white supremacist. Well, we knew that already. He's a Marine. We'll be back with more news and maybe a phone call or two after this break here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, stay with me.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Let's see what's else. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Daniel Penny. He's the 24-year-old Marine who got into a fatal altercation with Jordan Neely, who is like a Michael Jackson impersonator who just went schizo on the subway. And, of course, he was threatening other people. They were scared. Penny came to the rescue, put a chokehold on the kid, and he didn't recover. Now you can make this Michael Jackson wannabe. You can make him a poster child. You can riot and burn the city down. Just gives you an excuse to do stupid stuff. Or you can realize that maybe we have a system that has desperately failed us. And this exactly were the words that Daniel Penny, who's being prosecuted by Alvin Bragg, said. It's tragic what happened to him. Somebody needed to keep the kid in check if he was going to go out and he was expressing threatening behavior. This is a 30-year-old black man who had a long history of mental illness and more than 40 prior arrests, yet, and he had an active warrant out for his arrest from a felony assault when this altercation happened. And for Bragg to try to prosecute a guy that came to the rescue of those people on a subway train, I mean, I'm surprised. This is why he raised $2 million in his Give, Send, Go account in a very short period of time for his legal fees. We really need to impeach Bragg and get him out of office. This is just wrong what this guy's doing. This is not the first time that he's done this. Remember the bodega owner he put in Rikers Island? The bodega owner got stabbed and he killed the guy trying to defend himself. And it wasn't even with a gun. Oh, of course, all the gun control nuts come out and say, yeah, we need to take away everybody's guns. Then only the criminals have them. You know, see, the thing is, until, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe they're carrying guns themselves and they just don't want anybody else to have them except them. Only for me, not for thee. See, they completely forget about the Constitution. And this is the thing. You and I both agree, and I think, you know, if you disagree, then please call me. But most of us agree that we need to give a civics test to anybody that wants to run for Congress or any seat in government, period. Ought to be a universal, and it's got all the questions about the Constitution, about what each of the Bill of Rights is, and people need to study this stuff and get educated and have it ingrained in their brain that they serve we the people, not the other way around. We're not giving these morons a paycheck so they can sit there and tell us what to do. That's the problem we have right now, because they've lost their way. They, I'm talking about the government and all those people up there like Alvin Bragg that are prosecuting people like this guy for doing something to protect other people. He did exactly what he took an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution says, I took the same oath, that you're going to protect the Constitution of the United States, and that's all the Bill of Rights and everything else that goes with it, against all enemies, both foreign and, yep, come on, say it. Thank you. You know the word I'm looking for. It's the D word, and it's not Dumasil. It's, you know what it is. Domestic. And that means, you know, all these things that Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and all of our founding fathers said about restructuring our government as the country sees fit. Well, our country is suffering from some delusional issues, a majority of us anyway. There are a lot of us who listen to this show that are definitely awake. And if you are awake, count yourself as one of those I'm talking about. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, if you hadn't heard, dismissed a suit brought by a group of Republican attorneys general who sought to keep Title 42 in place. Didn't work. They dismissed it. They didn't want to hear it. Retired U.S. Army General Michael Flynn. Nice guy. Met him at the Myrtle Beach event. Warning, the U.S. needs to address corruption within the highest levels of its government after recent allegations of politicization within the FBI, the DOJ, and the intelligence community surfaced. This is a result of the John Durham report. Now, a lot of people think that it's hogwash, especially the left. A lot of people think that maybe what Flynn is saying is correct. We have deep state. It's a deep level of corruption in the federal government. These are all appointed officials, people who were hired, not people who were elected, people who were hired and appointed and sat through Congress and had to answer questions and got approved to serve. And what they've done is they've turned the tables on we the people. In fact, things have gotten so sullied in government, 4 in 10 likely voters, according to a Rasmussen poll. See, now, Rasmussen is usually one of the more reliable polls out there. 4 in 10 voters say Congress should begin impeachment proceedings on Biden. Well, the 4 in 10 voters, I mean, that's what, 42% of likely voters? 45% said lawmakers should not. Why is that? Most Republicans, 70%, believe Congress should, and most Democrats, 71%, believe Congress should not. Independents remain relatively divided, and this is why nothing is going on. You impeach him, Chlamydia Harris becomes president. That's a disease. That's like the entire country getting a case of syphilis, only worse. A Texas man pled guilty to buying a gun for the Gulf cartel used by gunmen in Mexico during a kidnapping where two U.S. citizens were murdered. Roberto Laguardo Moreno, age 42, appeared before a federal judge in Brownsville, Texas, pleading guilty to weapon smuggling. Guy's going to get up to 10 years in prison. We'll see about that. Huh. And gee, I wonder how much the cartels are paying us, you know, U.S. citizens. There are some U.S. citizens. There's a lot of them in Houston, as a matter of fact, we're hearing, that are being hired by the cartels to smuggle people from across the border to various cities. We thought we saw one the other day in a Walmart cashing in from and getting money from Mexico. Amazing how that works. You can only suspect. You see, we become very cynical as time goes on because the stuff is now in our face. This is a problem. The stuff is in our face, and it's just one of these things that we cannot get away from. When it's in your face, you push back. 40 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., 844-769-2944, the number to call Mike in Indiana in the Hoosier State. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing and all your listeners? You know, on my way to go load this morning, I was listening to your station, and guys was talking about, you know, them people took the jabs, you know. There's a few people around our campground, our seasonal site we have. The guy's got a blood clot now in his legs. Before that ever happened, them guys were always feeling good, you know, and everybody was good. But I've noticed all the people that's got them wonderful, took them shots, they get sick. They're getting sick. They're dying. You know, it's amazing. You know, the only time I get sick now is anytime I have the news or the TV on and then I see Biden on TV. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yep. Makes you want to just turn, makes you want to turn in Earl Pitts, doesn't it?
So your tomato plants are 3 feet tall, huh? How tall will they get?
Probably they'll grow at least another foot and then they're going to start blooming. And that's when you start getting the tomatoes in there, man. I'm excited because I had to replant them. They were so big.
Yeah. Now, when you grow your tomatoes, and I heard your corn you've been talking about, you don't spray it with nothing. You just let it grow naturally.
Well, see, the thing is I'm using compost and all the good stuff that keeps the bugs away. Do you know, in my raised beds, I've maybe pulled 2 weeds. And I mean, just little strands, not big weeds, but just little tiny weeds I pulled out. I pulled out a couple of mushrooms, too, which means that I've got some really, really potent soil doing its thing. And that's why my raised bed gardens are just they've exploded. Every one of them has. It's because of the fact that I'm using raised bed gardening soil and I'm mixing it with humus. And I basically used my chicken compost and rabbit compost, which I've got all these red worms in there, working it and churning it, and I'm using all that as a base, and so the dirt is sitting on top of all this stuff, and it's leaching into the rest of the soil, and I'm putting the ground eggshells like Darlene suggested. She's my farm girl in Indiana there, and she suggested grinding eggshells, which I do, and I added them to the tomato plants. I think that's why they took off, because they love that stuff. So that's like one of the reasons why we're doing so good.
I go up and down the highways every day, and I see all the farm fields and the land, you know, and it's like for the last 2-3 weeks, farmers been trying to get their crops planted and get them growing, and now, like today, I've been noticing the fields, the greens are starting to pop out now because it'd rain a little bit, stop, then it would downpour and stop, and these farmers are just trying to get their fields prepared, you know.
Yep.
And they gotta feed somebody. Yeah, and the creeks and the rivers are finally going down. It's like around here in Indiana and around this area, we've had a lot of days where it just rained and rained and rained, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to mention that it's amazing that all the people I know that took the shots, they keep getting sick and I don't, you know.
Yeah, amazing how that works.
I'm glad your plants and everything are doing good, and you and all your listeners out there have a nice day and be safe. Okie doke.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Mike. Thanks so much. Joe in Arkansas. Good morning, sir. How are you? What's happening in the natural state?
Well, it looks like it's finally stopped raining for a while. Then, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what's going on in your world?
Okay, well, I got two items that I called about today. First, I got a polar joke.
Oh, good.
And that goes like this.
All right.
Okay. So this guy goes into a bar in Chicago and says, "Hey, I got a great new Pollock joke." And the bartender says, "Well, listen to me, buddy. Before you tell your joke, you listen to what I have to say here. And you see that tough-looking fellow over there? He's got a black belt in karate, and he's Polish. Now, you see that big fellow over there? He's a professional wrestler, and he's Polish. Me, I'm a Golden Gloves middleweight boxing champion, and I'm Polish. Now, do you still want to tell your joke?" And the guy says, "Oh, hell no, I'd have to explain it three times."
Oh, man, I thought I'd heard them all, but that's a new one, Joe. Okay, good deal. The thing is, we can have this conversation, and I'm not offended by it. I think it's hysterical because it could literally apply to anybody that, you know, I could apply it to woke people out there. I mean, that's wonderful. It's like the guy that calls up and the Polack that calls up and ordered a pizza, and they wanted to know if he wanted it cut into 8 pieces or 16. Oh, God, cut into 8. I can't eat 16. So, yeah, I'm just like, okay, so what, yeah, what's point number two?
Okay, point number two. Okay, Biden is saying that he's going to use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling. And so I got up my handy-dandy pocket constitution here to look at the 14th Amendment, and it says, "The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services and suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned." So it looks to me like what Biden wants to do is unconstitutional on two points. First, it says the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law. It doesn't say authorized by executive order. It says authorized by law. And as I understand it, a law has to be passed by Congress.
That's
and
right.
Then it says including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services and suppressing insurrection or rebellion shall not be questioned. Okay, it's my understanding that legalese, when it says including, then it includes only the things that it specifically says are included. So it looks to me like the 14th Amendment is saying that the only public debt that can't be questioned is the debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services and suppressing insurrection or rebellion. In other words, you know, only the expenses of the United States government incurred during the Civil War, it shall not be questioned.
Yeah,
so it looks
amazing
like the 14th Amendment doesn't cover raising the debt ceiling in 2023.
No, it sure doesn't sound like it to me either. In fact, it sounds more like they want to raise the debt ceiling so they can get more money to try to stop we the people from changing the way things are in Washington.
Sure sounds like that to me, yeah.
Yep. Okay, Joe. I appreciate the two points.
Yeah, they probably. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. No. That's the point I wanted to make today.
All righty. Sounds good. I appreciate that. And thanks for the Pollock joke. Appreciate that. Debbie in Indiana. Good morning. How are you? Oh, guess we lost Debbie, or did we? Did we lose Debbie?
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Hello. Good. You can hear me now?
I can.
Okay, I got two things. The first one is another testimonial on sugar to fiber.
Okay.
In December, my A1C was 6.7. I got my A1C last week, and it was 6.2.
Ooh, going down. Great. Sugar to fiber is working for you.
Okay, and then the second thing is a pull-up joke.
Oh, good. Another one. All right, go ahead.
There's a bunch of guys sitting up at the bar, and they got a bunch of shots in front of them. And every time they take a shot, they'd say, 51 days. So there's a guy sitting at the table, and they kept doing it. So he walked up to the bar, and he's like, "What's this 51 day stuff?" They're like, "We put a puzzle together. It said 2 to 3 years, and we finished it in 51 days.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's almost, I mean, that's probably better than the one about how to confuse a Pollock, put him in a round room and tell him to go stand in the corner. Yeah, I get that. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the humor this morning. I love it when the audience brings their own material. Thank you, Debbie. Have a wonderful day. We appreciate that. Pair of FBI agents showed up at the home of the parents of pro-life activist Elsie Ketch, or Elise Ketch, rather, last month, and her mother's Ring doorbell camera caught it. Believe it or not, Ring works for some things. And, of course, it took place on April 18th. The video from the encounter was published by the Daily Signal on Wednesday. Ketch works for the politically left-wing pro-life organization Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAAU. Yeah, politically left-wing pro-life organization? How does that work? She doesn't know why FBI agents went to her parents' home. She suspected it was an intimidation tactic. It was two women agents, a pair of female FBI agents. Okay. Ashley Roberts and Kathleen Brown. How common is that? They wanted mom to, you know, Tracy Ketch to talk to their daughter, Elise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we don't know why they were there, but when they show up, I have reason to suspect something afoul is happening. Nefarious. The whistleblower, an FBI whistleblower, has alleged the Bureau has created an Orwellian atmosphere that has silenced dissent and retaliated against individuals who came forward with claims about the law enforcement agency. Of course, FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, along with Stephen Friend and others, basically have been telling Congress all of this, that they engaged in a smear campaign against him. And, of course, there's many agents out there, he says, that support his allegations but are too afraid to speak out. And this, of course, got Jim Jordan from Ohio all up in arms, saying Congress needs to target the budget of the FBI and gut it so they can't operate. Well, I don't know. Vivek Ramaswamy, by the way, presidential candidate, says America's in a national identity crisis. He says that, you know, we've got to do something about getting rid of this woke agenda. Revival of civic pride, purpose, and significance is necessary to get us out of the national identity crisis, which is what he aims to do in 2024. And of course, he's a biotech entrepreneur, and he has vowed to publicize Jeffrey Epstein's client list if he is elected president. Well, I hate to burst your bubble there, Vivek, but a judge has protected that. Good luck with that. We already know Jeffrey Epstein didn't act alone. We already know there's a black book out there of names. We already can suspect some of the names that are on there. Wow. Bank of America, meanwhile, gave FBI access to January 6 bank records without customers' knowledge, according to whistleblowers at Bank of America. They've told the House Judiciary Committee this stuff as well, which... that, of course, added to the diatribe in there and the political theater going on. An Indiana law is set to take effect on July 1 that will ensure that mail-in voting is as secure as voting in person. So, in other words, the people that are going to send in these mail-in ballots are going to have to show voter identification in some way, shape, or form and include it. Last four digits of their Social Security number, driver's license number, state ID number, voter registration number, to make sure it's legitimate. Democrats, of course, opposed it. Oh, it's going to make things too difficult. Really? Can't what? You think people can't remember what the last four digits of their voluntary Social Security number is? I know most of you have to look up your driver's license number. I have mine memorized. Those of you who don't drive have to have a state ID, allegedly. I know some of you don't. Do you know New York City has lost nearly a half a million residents since COVID-19? Gee, I wonder why that is. Only three cities surveyed during the same time frame suffered a worse population decline. What do you think's number one? San Francisco, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Revere, Massachusetts. Now here we have New York City. Remains America's most populated city with more than 8.3 million individuals calling it home. What a shift show. New York Magazine, meanwhile, is admitting mass immigration is bad for housing prices. Wow. Yep, America's looking for affordable single-family homes. They got to read this left-wing publication that comes out with stuff we already knew. Yeah, you just go ahead and keep filling all that. You keep filling it. You keep filling them up with illegal migrants. We'll see what happens. Mike in Alaska, we got a minute here. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. Yeah, couple of things. One, Larry Elder lost a lot of legitimacy with me when he took the shot.
And then, yeah, that's
and then he
not
talked
good.
About it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and then also, I hope the government shuts down. I could care less about our government right now. They're a bunch of worthless pigs. They're going to pay the pensions of all the. They're going to pay the pensions of all the Ukrainians, and then they're talking rebuild. They're going to rebuild that nation.
No, come on now. We can't have that.
That's it. America, if we don't change the politicians, America's over.
That's right. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Coming up with a break right now. We'll be back with more news and phone calls after this. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.